And then we get the next level, which is transferred orientation points. And then the next level, which is transferred to another person. And that's the person has run fresh out of automatic spots. That is, he's run fresh out of spots that he could really make the spacemakers. Now, what is the spacemaker in any case? It could be a person if the case was rather bad off. Or it could be seven times removed geographical location, such as Dallas. Or it could actually be the primary geographical location of this lifetime, which is the childhood home. And now, where there's any confusion, however, that confusion stems from the first assignment of automatic space making to some geographical location. Therefore, reach and withdraw from the childhood home produces some remarkable things. Why? It remakes the guy's space. Space is then deranged to the degree that we have had a number of places from which all the space was made. And any time an individual assigns this ability to make space to some geographical location, he himself has become a symbol and therefore is possessed of an identity and has meaning, mass, and mobility. A preclear who is interiorized has removed considerable distance in terms of orientation points. He has to have, because he knows he's a symbol, he has to have mass, a body. He has to have meaning, a name. And he has to have mobility because owning nothing, having no orientation points, he really no place is safe at all. He is owned by something else, somewhere else. And so we get this condition of interiorization stemming immediately from the other. We get beingness, identity, all our other factors stemming from viewpoint of dimension.